Here we're holding that for Chof Beis Amar Aleph here on top. So we came out to it again. The Oiches Bereisha of a group for Mazir that he said over. He darshin that Kemishpat Kemishchet Chat Tesoyt needs to teach us that just like over there you hold on to the group and the Roish, Afkan Ba'ilah Seif also is Oiches Bereisha of a group. You hold on to the Roish and the group. O Mazir, you make that Zor Saddam. So the first question might come, what do you mean to say? What was the Chiddush? So this is what he meant to say. Ma'ala halen, just like by Chatis Eif, Kishu Oiches or Roish, Beguf, Mazir, means by Chatis Eif for sure, you don't have to cut off the whole head. You just have to make a malika through one semen. So when you're holding on to the guf to spritz the dam against the Mizbeach, the head is still attached. That's by Chatis Eif. So the limit is, Afkan, the same thing by an Ola Seif is also the same way. Is Afkan here also the same thing? Kishu Oiches, Horosh beguf mazeh, like when he holds on to the goof of the oif of the bird, the head is still attached to it, and with that he makes tazer. That's the limit of kemishpat that the oilas oif has the same malach like a chatis oif, according to this Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Now the more is imal halin, it's just like chatis oif to simin echad. All you have to do is just make a malika with one simin. So maybe afkan be simin echad. Maybe here also by oilas oif. When you bring an oila, also all you have to do is just cut through one simen, maybe that's enough. Samara says, no, Tamalim, and this the pasuk says, vehikrivu, it says vehikrivu that this oila seif has something special, something different than the chata seif. Here Rashi says, vehikrivu means, deboi havdola beniksas, it has to be a little bit separated. Since what we had before, we're coming again to explain the machlekes rabbonin, and Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, sister to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Shita, that he holds that Vikrivu just says that Oila Seif needs a little Havdolah. What does it mean to say a little bit separated? I mean to say, true, you have to cut both Simonim, but not the whole thing. It's enough Rubai. Rave of the two Simonim is enough. You don't have to have Kulai. So Rabbanim was the one that said before, it has to be Kulai. The whole two Simonim you have to cut by an Oila Seif. And Reb Lezer Shimon says, no, Vikrivu, it's not what Rashi says. The boy have dollar b'miksas, as long as you cut right of the two simonim. Yeah, now the Gemara says so, the Tanakama, according to the Tanakama, v'chi miyachad the nafkalon, mi v'molak v'ichter, he learns out that how do you know you have to have half dollar by Ola Seif, because it says malika and then aktorah. So he learned out just like the aktorah burning, you burn separately the rush and the goof of the yaif. So those things by Malik Rusa have to separate it completely. And so according to the Tanakamo, that was the Chom Shita, they held you have to cut both Simonim completely. And so Vikrivu Lomli, what about the Apostle Vikrivu, like to Mechalat, so there's a difference between the Oilas Oif and the Chata Seif, the Chorb Shita. Like I know all this from the Apostle of Mivamolak Victor, that the Malik of Oilas Seif has to be completely. So what do I need the Apostle Vikrivu to say the oil is different? I know it from the posik of a Molech Victor. So it says no. Ila Vikrivu, if not for the extra posik of Vikrivu, that says that the oil is life, has a special halacha, special akrova, different than the chata seif. How do I mean, I would have thought to say then, my kemishpat, what does the posik mean to say that the oil is life has the same halachas like a chata seif? I would have thought to say, kemishpat chata seif. I would have thought to say that the Bostik means Kemishpat means that Oila Seif has the exact same halachas as Chata Seif. I would have thought to say. Meaning to say, maybe you only have to cut just one simon with the Malika. I, the Mishum, or Molak Victor, that's our question now. The Bostik says clearly, by Oila Seif, or Molak, then Victor, Mashma, the same way you burn them separately, that's the way the Malika also should be separately. You have to Mashma cut both simonim. Someone says no. Habamina, I would have thought to say, without the extra posik of Vikriva, I would have thought to say, Mahak Torah Bereshah Shemazbeich, you know what this hekish of a Molak Victor means? Maybe just me to say, just like the Haktorah burning, you burn on top of the Mizbeach, Af Malika, maybe where's the place where the current should make the Malika on the Eif? Maybe it's Bereshah Shemazbeich, that's the Mokum where to make the Malika. Should be Bereshah Shemazbeich. That's why I would have thought, so that's the Hekesh of Omolak Victor. But Hash to the Kosrach Mon, another Torah says clearly, the Ikrivui means to tell us clearly there's something special. there's a special hakrova about Ola Seif over the Chata Seif. It's not the same Malika, but it's something special. So now, Dorish Beinami. There's a big difference. Marsh Malila Tanakamba. Letigma Minei Klau. For Yukma Chatas Beima. In the Soilon's Greek Rebel says that the Oila Seif is completely different than a Chatas Seif. There's nothing, no comparison. That Mamashia, you have to cut two Simonim completely. If so, when the Pasuk says Kemishpat, he says Kemishpat means that the Oila Seif had the same Malacha like a Chatas. A behema, but not like a chatisayf. That's the way he dashes it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "The Rosh was there. Hashgas rachmona v'krivul darish be nami." Yeah. Ho, ma ho chatis behema. Yeah. Period. That's the way he dashes. Now the Gemara says, "Ho chatis." So according to Tanakama, the hekish was that just like a chattis behema, it's only born min achulun and biyoyim of biyodei yimonis. The same thing applies to an oila seif also. Now a question: how do we know this? Someone says chattis behema, diyein bo elam min achulun min olan. How do we know this? And that's the hekish. So how do we know by chattis behema itself, it's only born from money of chulun and not from money of ma'aser sheni? So Amar Rav Chisda says the yom akrokos. The pasuk says, the hikriv Aaron as parachatis asheloi. Pesach says the Kohen Gadol when he brings his own chatis. The Pesach says the lashon of the hikriv Aaron as parachatis asheloi. What's the extra pesach asheloi? We know that it has to come from him. Alamai, it means to teach us mishaloi. It has to come from himself. V'loi mishal tzibur and v'loi mishal meiser. It can't be for meiser sheni either. It has to be shaloi, his own money. Rashi says, Mishaloi v'lei mishal tzibur means b'trumas aleshcha. He can't take the money from trumas aleshcha. And also, Mishaloi v'lei mishal maisa. To tray, Rashi says, Ashaloi k'suvim b'pasha. Says twice the word Ashaloi. And therefore, v'afidl Rabbi Yehuda, d'yama maisa is mamen hedyutu. Even if the old maisa shein is called mamen hedyutu, but still, the pasuk says, Ashaloi twice to teach us that it has to be dafka from his own private money, chulin, and not from mois, maisa shein. That's why I know by Chattis Behema, it has to be from Chulin. And there the limud of Kemishpat teaches us, Oila Seif has the same halacha. Now, by Yoim, so another hekish we said was that Chattis is only B'day time, so the Oila Seif. So what's the question? Mi B'yoim Tzavosa Nafka. How do we know an Oif is only B'yoim? From a closed thick apostle that says, B'yol Kotchim is B'yoim. Rashi said, "Mi biyoyim tzavos nafka lomle lemilk from mechatas beima." What happened? Not oila soif from mechatas beima. Ha bekula kabonis tziv biyoyim tzavosoyim. But all kabonis are said this lashon. A klal is like a klal that every korban is only brought biyoyim tzavos alakriv to mashma biyoyim v'loy b'layla. The chol hakabonis for mashma. So in this pasuk, I know all kabonis, even oila soif also. So where I need the hekish of kemishpat. I learned this sounds from Chattis Beima, Pshita, Oila Seif, Shos, only be B'yoyim, without the Hekish. So Mar says, true, Nechlam, you're right, and you have to say, Kidei, Nas, Pesos, extra. You don't really need the Hekish to teach us B'yoyim. Then the third halacha was, Yodei Hayimonis, that you need the Hekish to teach us, just like by Chattis Beima. The Kohen makes the Zerika with his right finger. Yezuadin, Oila Seif, everything is done with the right. For the Gemara, you don't need a Hekish for this. Mi the Rabba Baba Chona Nafka, the Yom Rabba Baba Chona, Amr Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, that come Mokim Shinem Etzpa. Ever the pasuk says Etzpa, Oy Kuna. It also says the word Kuna. Ain Uvela Yamin. I know by itself it means Yamin. Says so, I don't have to have the Sekish. Rashi says the Gemara Menachas puts this on Oy Etzpa Oy Kuna, and he learns that from Mitzray Rani. Dichsiv by Vatov Lakon Etzpa Himonis. If they learn that old place where it says the word Kuna Etzpa, it means Yamin. And by Oila Seif, it also says the word Etzpa and Kohen. So I know Oila Seif has to have Yamin without the Sekish of Chattis. So Mora says, Enoch Nami. V'iduch, Rashi says, Hod Yukman B'Nochis, Oy Etzpa Kuna Animil L'Rabbonim. That's only the Rabbonim sheet, those like that. Al-Rav Shimon Rashi says, Look Mosom, the Kuna Boy Etzpa. That it's not enough just to say the word Kohen, you have to say the word Etzpa also. So as the idach kuna boyetzpa, true, but just says the word kayin, it doesn't mean yamin. You have to come on to the word etzpa. But everybody holds etzpa. When the pasuk says the word etzpa, loy boy kuna, you don't have to have kuna. If so, here also, by oila soif, it says the word etzpa. So I don't have to have a lima teacher min jimin, kita min jimin. So it says, v'tanakamo, v'ab lezer v'ab shimin, mimul arif min olahu. And listen, this was an answer, that the word kain itself doesn't mean yamin, you have to come on to etzpa. Sadarava, by oila soif, it doesn't say the word etzpa, it only says the word kain. Therefore it's good, why need the hekish? As the parasha of oila soif, I would not know you have to have yamin. It only says the word kain. So therefore, as Tanakama, they will need this kamishpa to teach us, just like a chatas behema is only done by yamin, who would then Allah say was also done by yamin? The other Gemara says, but Tanakama, for Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, mimul arif minolu, how do I know about Allah Seif? The Malkam Amalika is to do in the back, below the head, how do I know that? Actually, Samishpat means a chatas behema, so you don't have a prayer that the oila seif is like a oila seif. I don't know where the mokum to malika an oila seif. A chatas hoif. How do we know an oila seif? So Moses and Echonami, this much for sure, gami malika malika. This much for sure, the maskim, even though it's not a fair shahekish, but you learn how malika malika. Rashi says, tam b'mamitzinu. That ma malika mor b'chatas. Pirish l'chobu akosif. Mulerif. By a chatas, so the Torah says clearly, the mokum amalikis mulerif is af kol malika and velim mulerif for the no malikis. Even by an oila seif, that's pshita to the mokum amalikis only in the back of the neck, below the head. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, kosher b'tayrin posub b'nei yoina. When the pasuk says you can bring an oif for a korban, so there are two types of oif as the pasuk says. Either a tyrant, those are doves, or else it says b'nei yoina pigeons, two different type of birds. The locher is kosher, but tyrant means an older dove is kosher, but possible b'nei yoina, when a pigeon becomes too old, it's possible already. And kosher b'nei yoina, a young pigeon, the first year, that's kosher for a pigeon, is possible for tyrant, it's possible for a dove, because doves have to be 2 years old, and pigeons have to be 1 year old. Now, tchilas hatziyuf, when the feathers around the neck start to change a little bit yellow, that's bezeh bezeh posel. That's a simon for both of them, they're posel. In other words, for a b'nei yoina, it's a little bit too old already. So after the first year, it starts to get a gold feathers around its neck, so it's too old for b'nei yoina. And it's not old enough yet for turim, it's still too young for turim. So at this time, the tchilas hatziyuf, when the feathers around the neck start to become a little bit yellow, that's a psul for both of them. We'll see in the Gemara. Yeah. And the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Turin means Gedolim. When the Gedolim Ksherim, Ketana Psulim. When the Pasuk says a Turim, this type of a bird, a dove, it's only kosher, a big one, but not small ones. Small ones are Psulim. B'nei Yoina, when the Pasuk says a pigeon, B'nei Yoina means Ketanim, small ones, Ksherim, Gedolim, Apsulim. So Nimtza comes out, the Brisa says, like the Mishnah, that Kosher, the Turim, a two-year-old one that's Kosher by doves, is possible B'nei Yoina. They're possible for pigeons. And Kosher B'nei Yoina, one-year-old or below, that's Kosher for a pigeon, B'nei Yoina, possible Turim, they're too young for Turim. Like our Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, we'll soon see more how we know this. Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says like this, Turim Gedolim. When the pasuk says this bird of Turim, these doves, it only means older ones over a year and not young ones. And the Mora says, Shiyoko, because really I would have thought to say, Valoi Dinu, really I would have thought to say it's a svara like this, it's a svara now, that Uma b'nei yoina, just like pigeons, Soy hukshiru b'gdelim, when they become already over a year old, their pasul b'nei yoina is the pasul, still hukshiru b'gdelim, when they're young the first year old. You could use a pigeon, if so, turim, these doves, shahuch shuul begadolim, that the kosher, even after they're a year old, the second year, they're still kosher, the kosher, if so, enadin, isn't it a svar to say, shahuch shuul begtanim, that they should also be kosher the first year also? That's why I would have thought the same svara. On this Talmud, no, the pasuk says turim. The pasuk says the word turim, and we'll soon see how we know, bodashni gedolim blekatanim, that stam turim means, Gedolim and not Ketanim. We'll soon see how we know that. Now, the next part of the Brayis in the Mishnah is that B'nai Yoyna, when you want to bring a pigeon for a korban oif, is Ketan and B'legadolim only during the first year and not when it's older than that. So, Mar, how do you know this? Mar says, because really, Shiyachal, I would have thought to say, B'loy Dinu, it's a story just the opposite. I would have thought to say, B'loy Dinu, Oma Turim, just like by these doves. Shiloy Hukshru B'ketanim, when they're only 1 year old, it's possible, it's not old enough yet. Still Hukshru B'gedolim, when they become 2 years old, they're kosher. If so, B'nei Yoyna, these pigeons, Shahukshru B'ketanim, it is kosher to bring a young pigeon, a 1 year old pigeon. If so, Einadin, isn't it a svar to say, Shahukshru B'gedolim, that even when they become 2 years old, they should also be kosher? That's why I would have thought the same svar. And this Gemara says, no, Tamalem, the Pasuk says, B'nei Yoyna. Children, b'nei, children, pigeons that are still children, meaning to say ketanim, young ones, for lo gedolim, not older ones. Now the Gemara still says, my tamudai, where's the limit here? Like still, how do I know to say that turim means only older ones, and b'nei yoyna are only smaller ones, maybe both, maybe the opposite? So Gemara says, oh my Rabbi says like this, because le lishtamet krov lichtov min b'nei haturim. The Pasuk never said any one time even the Lashon of B'nei HaTurim. It only says Turim. It doesn't say B'nei HaTurim. B'nei would means young ones. It never said the word young ones at all. So Mashma Turim has to be older ones. Or else, Oy Min HaYoyna. The Pasuk never said the word Min HaYoyna. It always says B'nei HaYoyna. Why does it say B'nei HaYoyna? It means to teach us that the Yoynim, the pigeons, have to be young ones. And the Turim, they could be, they have to be older ones. That's the drasha. Rashi says, "Isaka daita gedolim namik sherim mikol hanakor from all the pesukim about b'nei yoyna." It should have said one time at least the word yoyna. Why does it always say b'nei yoyna? That's a right. It's only kosher when it's young. Now Eimer, why don't I say b'nei yoyna the kosher barachmono? You know what, when the Pasuk says B'nei Yoyna, you know what it means to say? Maybe it means to say B'nei Ketanim in G'dolim Loi. I should be Eimer B'nei HaYoyna the Kosabu to B'nei Likuvoi means Vadai G'dolim Sulim. Avaturim maybe Ben G'dolim Ben Ketanim Mashma. Hilkach, Yiboy G'dolim Loisi, Yiboy Ketanim Loisi. That's the most kasha. That's true. B'nei Yoyna, the Pasuk says clearly only young ones and not old ones. So I understand why an old Yoyna is possible. That's Pshat. Aim, let's just say B'nei Yoyna, Kosav Rachmona, B'nei Ketanim in G'dolim Loi. That's good. But maybe Turim, maybe Boy G'dolim Loisi, Boy Ketanim Loisi. If you want to bring old ones, you could. If you want to bring small ones, you could. So that's why the Pasuk never says B'nei like a Turim, because you have your choice. It only says B'nei Yoyna, because B'nei Yoyna is B'davka small ones. But maybe Turim you have your choice. Samar says no, still the Svar is Dumya de B'nei Yoyna. That Turim should be just like B'nei Yoyna. Ma B'nei Yoyna, just like by pigeons. The terrorists mak B'davka Ketanim in. G'dolim Loi, G'dolim is Tzulim. And that's the Svar to say when the Pasuk says Turim also means B'davka. Av Turim G'dolim in Ketanim Loi, that's the Svar to say that they're equal. But just like by Turim, has to mean older ones. Because the Pasuk never said B'nei Turim. So once it has to mean older ones, I say it's like B'nei Yoyna, B'davka, older ones and not young ones. Just like B'nei Yoyna is B'davka, young and not old, or then B'nei Ketanim, B'nei, by Turim, is Davka, old and not young. That's how I know. Nothing more says, turn around, one like this. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Kol HaTurim, V'chol B'nei HaYoyna K'sherim, many, and maybe any dove is kosher, and maybe any pigeon is kosher. Rashi says, Mishiyotsu Mikal Ketanis. Maybe any time the dove got out of a shame baby, any time it's not Ketanis, it should be kosher. And what did the Kovash says, Kol B'nei Yenik Sherim. Means Kol Zaman Shlebo Lechla Gudelim. Kol Zaman is not called old yet, maybe it's kosher. On this note, Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Min HaTurim. Only some Turim are kosher, for like Kol HaTurim, not all of them. There are some doves that are called older ones, and still they're not kosher yet. The same thing it says, Min B'nei HaYoyna, the Pasuk says. Mashmah say, from the young pigeons, V'loi Kol B'nei HaYoyna. there are some young pigeons that are even posel ready for korban. What does it mean to say? Like the Mishnah says, prat exclude letchilas hatziyuv. When the feathers around the neck starts to turn yellow, shebezeh v'shebezeh sheposel, it's posel by both of them. For the turim, it's still a little bit too young. It has to completely turn yellow. And for the bnei yoin already, it's a little bit too old already. So that's this man that's posel by both of them. Rashi says, tchilas hatziyuv. Come together like gold, like yellow, kinafayim the feathers, shesviva saborim around the neck. Psulim mezel bezeh, the yotsu mechlal ketan, it's not called ketanim yet, therefore it's possible for bnei yoinim, it's not called gedolim yet, it's not called gedolim to be kosher of b'tayrim. Now the Mishnah Samar says, mei mesai haturim ksherim, when is a turim, when are they called gedolim ready, when are they kosher? Mitshi asivu. When all the feathers already turn gold, turn yellow. Rashi says, She kanfei gufon gedolim v'yadumim u'mazivim kizov. It's not only the feathers around the neck, but the feathers all over the body have to be turning red or gold already. That's when the b'nei turim is kosher. And the emesai b'nei yoina psulim, when is the b'nei yoina ready posel? Mishi atzivu. Rashi says, Mishi yaskul etzoyiv. When the feathers, mashma, the feathers around the neck, those are the ones that turn first. So when they turn yellow or gold, that's already a simon, it's already, it's too old for a b'nei yoin. So therefore, this simon, when the feathers around the neck start to turn gold, that's possible for both of them. Both for turim and for b'nei yoin. Now the Gemara says, Toni Yaakov Korcha. Yaakov Korcha taught us, name of a person. Yaakov Korcha taught us that mei mesai b'nei yoin k'sherim. When is the bnei yoina kosher for of to bring a korban? Mishayalu, mishayalu. Rashi says, we'll soon see what that means. When it starts to become old, when it starts mishal, when it starts to come up, we'll soon see what that means. So Moses says, Hutonali, he learned it warmly. He said like this. The apostle says, Avruche yaludam, that the afrochem, the young birds, yaludam, get blood. Mean to say, when the blood is absorbed in its avorim, Rashi says, "Utarle shayna he hamishna mepi rabbi mishiyalo." When it comes up, v'omla v'farsha mishna midaita the mishiyalo is loshen afrochem yalo dam means mishiyehelem dam motzi v'basar. When the pigeons are old enough that there's blood absorbed in its bus and its meat, the chisham et gad from there. If you pull out a feather of it, osim in a dama. So when the pigeons are that old, that if you pull out a feather, blood will come out, that's the zman already when it's kosher for korban. Vasu afruchi yaladam. Amos say one of this, or Mabaye says, Michishom et gant from it, if you pull out a feather of it, v'yosadam, and blood comes out, that's the zman already when b'nei yoina are kosher, the beginning of the zman when it's kosher for oil for korban. Boy, you observe, there is a question like this. Somebody says, I want to bring a korban oila from either the doves or else from the pigeons. And he brings now two birds, and both of them, one turim and one b'nei yoina, and both of them are this stage when the feathers around the neck are starting to turn yellow. Ma was the locha? Sveik heve is the pshatzon yisofik. Whether it's too old or too young, if so, then v'nofik, then him and Monashek, he'll be yotza. As if you say this is too old already for a b'nei yoina, so it's already kosher for turim. And if you say it's too young for turim, so it'll be kosher for b'nei yoina. Or do we maybe know the pshat is very heavy, that when it comes to this stage, that the feathers around the neck start to turn yellow, it's nishtein, nishtein, it's a new barrier, it's not too young, it's not too old, it's a new medium stage, that's possible vade for both. For nothing, and therefore, even though he brought both of them, he would not be yotza. So that's the shiloh, what's the pshat from the tchila ziyuf? Is it possible in a sofik? Then if you bring both of them, a monoshuk, you'd be yotzi in eder. Or is it a psu machmas vada? It's like a new barrier now, it's not too old, not too young, it's possible both ways. On the Rebbe says, Toshma coming here. It says clearly the Mishnah, Prat la tchilas haziyu shebezeh v'shebezeh sheposel. So the Chur Mashmet Tzavadei Psul. So Yaman, if you tell me, Bishleim, a very heavy, that when these birds start, the feathers, to turn yellow, it's called a new berry, like a new creature. It's not too young, not too old. You have a sharpness. Good, what the Mishnah says, it's possible by both of them. Eli Yam, if you're going to tell me the Pshat is only Sveikev, it's a Sufik, whether it's a Godl or a Kotin, it's only a Sufik, and so then, Itzrach Rol Amute Sveikoin. So I need a Posit to exclude a Sufik, who is a Posit with Hashem now. Rashi says, Miiko Sveika Kami Kutcher Brook was a Sufik by Hashem. If you tell me for sure that we're doing them in a call older, says, so then the Ptal Turim. If you tell me the Ktanim, the Bchabin Ayena. So since we're not Poshit, why would I think to be kosher? So Vaisteis, since you need a Posik, Elamai, the Posik is teaching us that the Pshat is a new barrier. It's not the Pshat of Sufik, we don't know what it is. We know what it is. It's a new stage. And the Torah has been mechadish now, this stage, when the feathers start to turn around the neck yellow, that's a new stage, it's a new creature like at that age. It's not a kotel, it's not a godel. And therefore, it's a psuva by both. You can't bring a b'nei yoyne, then you can't bring a tur at that stage. And other of Kitzukro, what are the pasuk for? Lemute nirva v'nevad. The pasuk on teacher Sony that an animal or a bird that was nirva v'nevad lived with another, that's a psuva for korban. What's this said? Post it says mum and ashchosa. I would have thought to say only by behemoth shaykh this. But if it have no psul mum, maybe there's no psul nirva roiva. Kamashmon, yes, you still have it. But call point for us, it's more mashma that in echnami tchilas haziyev. It's like a psul both ways. It's like a new barrier. We talk. I don't know what it is. It's a new barrier. Therefore, it's a vadi psul both ways. All right, we'll stop here.